G'day trendsetters, welcome to episode number 3 of the Cycling Coach Podcast. My name is Tim Egg, and this is exciting, 2 episodes in the 1 week. I felt that I didn't cover as much as I wanted to with that FTP test, and there was a few questions I had for myself in regards to, you know, my main coaching business is Train Smooth, and so my whole business model, so to speak, is what do I personally want going back years ago? What would the things I want, the resources I want to have my grubby little hands on for those first, you know, 6 or so years of me getting into endurance sports, and in particular triathlons, because it's what I love the most. So I kind of I'm building Train Smooth based around that, and so I'm coming into this cycling coaching podcast and helping cyclists with that same mentality. My thought pattern is, you know, what would I want to be hearing? We're getting into it. So I covered a little bit last episode on FTP tests and how to increase your FTP and so forth. I also made mention that I don't think having a power meter is the be all and end all. There's a few things that I might cover in the next episode, the advantages of them and not having advantages of them and stuff. But what I wanted to cover on this episode is training and racing on feel. Now, I'm not talking about just jumping on the bike and going, oh, you know, I feel good, I might just go a little bit hard here and God, that headwind's horrible, I might just slow it off there. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about having proper structured training sessions, but you're doing them on perceived effort. And I'm not talking about, you know, hit 2 minutes for 95% and then back it off to 80%. I'm talking about keeping things simple. I'm a big, big fan on keeping things ridiculously simple. And so I stole I had a coach called Alan Pittman, who I class as one of the best coaches in the world for triathlons. And he would use a percentage system. You know, keep heart rate between, it was mostly heart rate, but it was more perceived effort, but you'd use it on the heart rate system. Yeah, keep heart rate between 50 and 70% and keep heart rate between, you know, 60 and 80%. It's very much like that. Then I, you know, studying coaches and what they're doing and stuff, I came across Brett Sutton, who is very much of the mindset of keep it very, very simple. And he has this system which I stole, so I've got to credit him for me stealing his system. And he may have stole it from somewhere else, for all I know. But from my point of view, I stole it from Brett Sutton. So he has this system called the 3 M's, and I use this with most athletes I coach, just about nearly every one of them, where everything gets set on 3 M's. So you've got easy. Then you got the first M is moderate. This is something you should be able to do very comfortably. You should be able to hold a conversation while at this effort. If you can't hold a conversation, you're writing, yeah, anyway, I was telling the wife that you're going too hard. So you need to back it the hell off if you're writing like that. Medium is, it should be uncomfortable but manageable, and that's goalpost is gonna, you know, the effort's gonna change depending on the time. So for instance, if I say, you know, do 3 lots of 3 minutes with 5 minutes rest in between, those 3 minute efforts should be very uncomfortable, but they should all be manageable. And but if I was to say give me 2 lots of 20 minutes at 5 minute, with 5 minutes easy in between. Now, these are sweet spots, is what we're talking about before on the other episode with power. It still classes a medium effort. So you should be able to ride that 20 minutes at an uncomfortable effort, but still manageable. So that's medium. Mad is as hard as possible without compromising your technique. So if I, and generally these mad isn't, you know, do 20 minutes mad, that you, I'm talking about, it has to be, you know, short, for under, definitely under 5 minutes. It's all out, as hard and as fast as humanly possible without compromising your technique. So you don't want to change a single thing to do with your technique. If you're changing it, you're going too hard, you need to back it off a little. So you have the good technique. You should never, never, never compromise your technique. As long as your technique's good, that's it. So there's four zones there, but they call them the three M's. Yeah, so you got easy, moderate, medium, mad. Now, most of the riding you're going to be probably doing would be at moderate effort. You're just putting a good aerobic miles in, and then you can add the mediums, as in the throw it into the effort. So, for instance, one indoor training session that's been around 300,000 years, I'm sure, is 1 hour on the bike with 20 times 1 minute mad, 1 minute easy. You know, it's such a basic training session, but geez, it's very, very effective. Every minute should be ridiculously hard, but you've got that 1 minute to recover. Now, the good thing about these sort of sessions is you're going into the red every minute, but you're backing it off, but it accumulates over that session. So when you come into a ride, it's okay, especially, you know, you're coming into a race, for instance, and you're racing earlier on, you're going up this hill earlier on into the race, it's okay to go in the red because you've practiced going into the red and recovering from it in training. So that's where a lot of these intervals really come into their own. It's not only just to get you faster and stronger, ready for the race, but it also helps you recover very, very quickly so you can put these efforts in. So just some, you know, some ideas and some things to think of with your training. So if you want to contact us, you know, send me an email, tim@trainsmooth.com, or my personal email or personal website is timegg.com. Until next episode, trendsetters, hooroo.